impressions of him as a coach, as a person?
Similar to Coach Meyer, from my experiences with him, you know, how they run the plays, run the organization, you know, that you got to be accountable, that mental toughness. And, you know, from being in Florida, it helped my transition coming to the Pats. So, you know, it made it, you know, a lot easier because I knew how the place was ran. I know it's all business, you know, be accountable, do your job. And that's pretty much, you know, that's how we had so much success at Florida. You know, guys not wanting to let each other down.
How big is he on the clean slate? Like, when the guy comes in, you sit down with him, you talk, and it's a clean slate. Your reputation, your past doesn't mean as much when you're once you get here.
I think you could say that, but, you know, as a man, he know we're human, we're going to make mistakes, but you just got to be, his thing is, you know, we're professionals, you know, all eyes are on us, you know, just be smart, you know, make sure you don't make the same mistake twice, and just try to be a better person and a better, you know, player and a better man every day. So.
Would you say you know a pretty close relationship?
Me and Kyler, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Bill. Yeah, I think so, you know, as far as my experiences, when I first came in, you know, just to sit down one-on-one and me and discuss a few things, you know, just stuff about life. We talk about life a lot of the time, not even just about football.
Because you guys don't seem like, you seem very different. But he seems to like, he seems to enjoy you, maybe.
We definitely from two walks of life, of course. But, you know, at the same time, we kind of join together with football. But like I said, you know, I'm interested in learning him as a man. And I think he feels the same way about me. You know, he want to, you know, get inside me and see what I stand for. And I think that's what kind of, you know, basically brought us together. For the same thing with Mr. Kraft. You know, he's a great guy. And he always tells me something about you. I don't know. I love your mom. He always talking about my mom a lot. And they just, you know, I think they're both great men, you know, as far as outside of their job. They're just great human beings, and I respect that.
When you put on the uniform with the Super Bowl 46 patch, you got the hat on. At what point during the week did it settle in, or did it set into you that you're here at the Super Bowl, you're a participant?
When I went in the locker room and I seen the spikes on the back of my jersey with the Super Bowl sitting on it, it was just big, you know. Then I went in and seen you guys at the media day, and it hit me. The fans were going crazy, and I was like, wow, you know, dreams do come true. And I'm just thankful, man, blessed, thanking God every day, and I want to just enjoy the moment.
Is it challenging to balance that enjoying the moment with, you know, now it's Wednesday, you really get after it? Practice, is that a hard balance?
Well, not, you know, me personally, I don't think so, because I felt like, you know, throughout my career, I had a lot of success just being in a big show, you know, as far as high school, college, you know, I always played in a big game and was able to come out with the victory. So, you know, with those experiences, it helped me out a lot with this.
This Giants offense that you saw, you know, you got injured in the game, but the weapons that they have, you're kind of in the middle roaming, and there's a lot of weapons to keep an eye on. What are the challenges they present?
I think, you know, we just want to get after Eli, first of all, because he's the guy that runs the show. You know, he's been doing phenomenal this season, just making plays. And they don't give him, you know, enough credit. He's a big physical guy. He's tough. He gets up after you knock him down. And he just run a tight ship. He's been doing a great job. So that's the guy we got to, you know, try to get off track, try to contain. So.